Welcome to day three. Today, we will be digging deep into the past to discover what unconscious patterns or ancient contracts are holding you back from love. I hope that you found yesterday's session helpful and you were able to begin to open yourself to love. Heart opening techniques are an excellent way to bring awareness into the mind, body, and soul that we are closing off from love. These techniques allow the energy to flow once again to the heart center, opening up the energetic channels to love. Today, we will be looking backwards in order to move ourselves forwards along the journey of love. It is amazing how many unconscious patterns or ancient contracts we are still committed to without even realizing. An unconscious pattern is something we do that we are not aware of. This may occur due to a negative past experience, and it can offer itself in the form of our words, such as, "All men are," or "All women are," you fill in the blank. Or it may show up in our actions, such as unconsciously making ourselves overly available to potential love partners in fear that they may disappear if we do not say yes. Alternatively, it could go the other way, where we remain fiercely independent, not wanting to seem vulnerable or too available. Or we may set unrealistic expectations, knowing they will never be met. These patterns can leave us feeling powerless and inadequate if we do not become aware of them and change the script. It is only when we shine a light into the dark places that we can rebirth ourselves and let go of things that no longer serve us. Alice McCall states, "No one chooses to have unconscious patterns, but they exist within each of us. They affect how we react to the world around us, both through our thoughts and our emotions. More than that, they play a vital, unhealthy role in attracting unwanted situations that reinforce their existence. Unconscious patterns are buried deep at the cellular level. They are so embedded within the cells of your body that they are often difficult to identify and address. The key to dispersing these unconscious patterns is to dig beneath the surface where these patterns reside. We will work with a writing technique that will help us get to the bottom of these patterns. First, let us learn a little about ancient contracts before we begin our journaling exercises. Ancient contracts are agreements that we make to ourselves that seem to stand the test of time. Usually, these agreements sound like this: "I will always love you," said to an ex you are unable to let go of. "I will never find another partner as good as generous as loving as you." "I will never trust anyone," said after being cheated on. Sometimes these agreements are bestowed upon us by our parents and can sound like this: "You will always be daddy's little girl," or "You will always be mummy's little boy." These aged agreements may make sense at the time, but as we grow, it's important to release the ones that are no longer valid. Otherwise, they can unconsciously hold us back and leave us feeling stuck without good reason. Now, let's move into our practice. I would ask that you gather your journal, as today we will be writing about our past experiences in order to press reset on our unconscious patterns or ancient contracts. Firstly, I would like for you to bring to mind relationships, past and present. Search for any patterns that appear most obvious for you. This may take a little while, so it may be useful to write down your last three relationships. Describe how and why it ended, the way it made you feel, and how you behaved. This will bring forth some wisdom and show any trends. For example, dating individuals who are unavailable, unsupportive, needy, overprotective, cheaters, liars. Alternatively, those that are loving, sincere, kind, etc. These patterns do not have to be negative in nature, although it is important to dig deep and find the patterns that do not serve us. I would like you to meditate upon the following questions for the next couple of minutes. You may wish to pause the recording after each question to provide adequate time to think and then journal upon them. Today we will be using a writing technique that will help us uncover any unconscious hidden information. I invite you to write fast and free. Do not hold back. Do not stop to think through each word or to analyse. I want you to write as fast as you can. This writing is not to be judged. It is merely to help you extract anything you are unconscious of. So aim to get as much of your thoughts onto paper. Ideally, we are looking for 3 full pages of thoughts. This number of pages typically helps us to delve into those unconscious realms and interesting thoughts begin to emerge. Let us begin. What patterns have been present in your current and past relationships? What ancient contracts have you signed up to that are no longer valid? You are doing wonderfully. Hopefully you've already started to notice patterns or have discovered some contracts that you may not have been consciously aware of before. Let's keep with the momentum and continue to write freely upon the following statements. You fill in the blanks. Men are. Women are. Relationships are. Marriage is. Finally, I would like you to think back over the course of your life and consider anything else that comes to mind that you feel you need to journal about. We will close out today's session with a healing mantra from Matt Kahn, which has been slightly adapted to help us release any contracts, vows, or patterns that were made that are no longer in alignment with your higher self. As the master of my destiny and the creator of my reality, I accept that all contracts, agreements, and every formal vow that I have made were not made by the truth that I am. I accept that neither the universe nor my highest truth would ever or could ever hold me accountable to agreements made when innocently lost in exaggerated states of unconsciousness. I accept that I wasn't wrong to take on such vows or to make any agreements. These were part of a divine plan for me to incarnate into a world in which contracts, vows, and agreements were already in place. As I take the time to nullify them, I free myself and the world in the process. In knowing what I know now, I hereby nullify all contracts and agreements, known and unknown, seen and unseen, remembered and forgotten, throughout all cellular memory and my subconscious mind. By the appointment of my own divine authority, I allow these vows to be cleared and released out of this energy field, returned to the source of their origin, transmuted completely, and returned to the purity, wholeness, and perfection of eternal light. As of this moment, I reclaim my complete and absolute power, allowing this personality to uniquely express the light of divinity that completes the mission I came here to fulfill. From this moment forward, I activate and embody a new heart-centered consciousness that heals, awakens, rebirths, and liberates all as I am now. And so it is. I hope that you dug really deep into today's session and were able to discover patterns or contracts that are no longer serving you. I hope that whatever arose within you, you were able to begin to heal with the use of the mantra. I look forward to greeting you in tomorrow's session, where we will dig even further and begin to heal wounds of the past. Wishing you a beautiful, love-filled day.